Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Now, I'm not the sort of journalist to lazily describe a car with the hackneyed terms pocket and rocket. So the recent test of the Merck AMG A45 powered by the world's most powerful production 2-litre turbocharged engine won't even feature those words, right? Oh, damn. Think about it. You take a mature A-class Mercedes and you let a car-crazed teenager and his daydreams add it. There you go, review done. But I guess you want more specifics from me than that, so let's go. It's outrageous, fun, and easy to control. That's a bit better, isn't it? You get an engine putting out 310 kilowatts and 500 newton meters in a small, light, auto-box machine that keeps you smiling with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. Also, you get an outrageous and far from understated black wing on the back. This is compensated by loads of tasteful Alcantara leather on the inside. On the up or down side, depending on your point of view, you get a front spoiler that would have a drinks coaster scared it wouldn't slip under easily, that looks the business with its sculpted winglets. This is not a car you take speed bumps on directly with. Man, you may even pay attention to anything more threatening than a cat's eye. However, take it for the shopping in comfort mode and you have a luxuriously appointed hatchback that is comfortable and behaved enough to enjoy. CarPlay, all the nice stuff, beautiful interior. Turn the steering wheel mounted dial to Sport Plus or Track Mode and there is Beast Mode instantly available. Popping and splattering enough to ruin an entire neighborhood's afternoon nap. And it screams to speed with no hint of body roll. Mountain passes are delight, taut and just the right kind of scary in the zone, stringing apexes together in an endless stream of... that's me daydreaming. Where was I? Oh, yes. Mercedes-AMG claims a 3.9-second run from 0 to 100 kilometers an hour for the hatchback, and I totally believe that I achieved 4.8 seconds through the built-in track timer at best, but obviously not in ideal conditions, and I like to keep some mechanical sympathy for the machines I'm lucky enough to test. Bottom line, it's super sharp and fast. The auto isn't really an auto, but a dual-clutched 8-speed that is the business. It worked wonderfully in auto mode, with me only downshifting occasionally via the paddles for the sheer fun sensation of it. The auto shifting is way better than you could ever do with the Velapi paddles yourself and way faster. The computer even has a drift mode, taking the normally all-wheel drive into rear-wheel drive mode at the push of a button. Otherwise, the grip level should save even the ham-fisted from careless disaster. Trouble should be saved only for the determinantly idiotic. I wonder where that classes me. Now for the practical stuff, which, mind you, this car needn't conform to. Fuel consumption, 8.4 liters per 100 kilometers, which is claimed, and I averaged 11.7 with no sensible driving to speak of, and that is amazing. The Mercedes A45's AMG in S formation is amazing as South Africa's most expensive hot hatch at 1.1 million rand before adding some very tasty extras. And that's it for me. It's Fine Motoring. It's been David Dondi. It's been great fun. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and that podcast, fmr.co.za. Until next week.